Praise the Lord.
Can we all bow our heads?
El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, I will praise and lead you high.
To be able to come into your presence, to worship you, to praise you, to exalt your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for an opportunity as this, as we're about to gather at your feet to learn of your word, O Lord. As we've all gathered here this day, I ask, Lord, that you speak to our individual hearts. I ask that you teach each and every one of us your word. Let everything that come out of this pulpit this morning, let it be of you alone. Let it be that which you speak into my heart to say to your people, Lord. Let it not be of my own understanding. Let it not be of my own thoughts. Let it not be of my own words. But let it be that which you have spoken into my heart to say to your children this morning. And let us all live here better than we've stepped in here this day. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Alrighty. Good morning once again. So this morning, we're going to be talking about staying anchored to hope during the storms of life. Staying anchored to hope during the storms of life. We're going to look into what does the word hope mean. We're also going to look at why should we stay anchored to hope. What are the certain things that can cause our hope to go sour? And how can we every day build the foundation of hope that could help us through the storms of life? Hope, as we all know, is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. When we talk about a feeling of expectation, it could be an emotional state, it could be a reaction, or it could be a belief of something. But for the most part, when we have hope, I could say like 80% of the time, we still have this doubt at the back of our mind. We have this thing of maybe, maybe not. It could happen or it could not happen. But the Bible speaks of hope as something that, it's a feeling, but it's of a confident expectation of something that we know that would happen in our lives or something we're looking up to. The book of Hebrews 1, which we're all familiar with, says, faith is the substance of something that we hope for. It's the substance of something that we hope for. That's to say that hope is the object upon which we direct our focus and our energies. And what faith does, it just caps, it's like a cap on whatever we're hoping for to happen. Because if we look at it, without hope, there can't be faith. Because you have to hope for something in order for your faith to back up whatever you're hoping for. And when we have hope, we have this knowledge that we're being changed for the better as we trust in God's promises. We also have this conviction that no matter what the circumstance is, God has our back. So now the question is, why should we stay anchored to hope? What's the point of staying anchored to hope during the storms of life? The first thing we have to think of is, without hope, it's almost like there's no point of living. Because once someone loses hope, they're basically just going through life without anything, without any expectation. And we usually say this thing, when there's life, there's hope. If we look at the story of Job, which I think is a man who we can all relate to in one way or the other, Job was a man who had everything going for him. But at some point in time, he lost all of these things. Yeah, being human, he was down. He lost hope at some point. But then he regained that hope, knowing that the same God that gave him all of these things took it away from him, and he could also replace these things back. So he relied on God. He kept his hope in God. The Bible also says in the book of Hebrews 6:19, if we can open to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 6:19 says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil." Hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. This is what the Bible says. It says, hope is an anchor for our soul. That means it's something that gives us that strength. It gives us that stability. It gives us that assurance when we're almost giving up. You know, so we have to hold on to this hope, even if we're going through stuff in life, which we would always go through. But we can never lose hope in the midst of this because we know God has our back. He said in his word in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "The thoughts I think towards you are thoughts of good and not of evil." He says to give you a future and a what? And a hope. So irrespective of what storms you're going through in life, you know, storms, when you look at storms, it doesn't necessarily have to be the rain or anything. Storms could come in so many forms. You know, it could be whatever it is. Everybody has something they're going through in their life. But even in the midst of all of those things, one thing you always have to tell yourself is that God will never give you more than what you can handle. He has said that in his word. He's always there. He's always present, even in the midst of that thing. He's always there to take you through, to walk you through whatever storm you're going through. So you can't lose hope. You can't give up. You just have to keep pushing forward. You have to keep fighting. The book of 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, it says, we should abide in faith, in hope, and in love. So that means this word hope, it's something that you always, the Bible says it in so many ways. So you have to hold on to this hope, irrespective of whatever it is you're going through. However, when we, you know, as humans, even when we're holding on to this hope, certain things can make you lose hope. Let's be real. Certain things can make you lose hope, even while you're fighting to hold on to this hope. But one thing we have to know is that you can put your hope in material things of life. Because if you put your hope in things that you can taste, things that you can feel, things that you can see, there's every tendency of you being disappointed. There's every tendency of you getting downcast. There's every tendency of you being discouraged. But if you hold on and you put your hope not in things of this world, if you notice as humans, you put your hope in your friend. You know, you want your friend to do something, you so much believe like, oh, my friend is going to do this, and your friend disappoints you. You know, you become downcast. You become disappointed. Because why? You trusted in your friend so much. You've put everything in them like, oh, I know my friend can do this, or my career, or my abilities. And when these things fail you, then you become sad, you become worried. But then when you put your hope in the one who is the God, who is the one that has the hope, you would never be disappointed. You would never be discouraged, because what? It would always show up even when you least expect it. Let us open to the book of Isaiah 41 verse 10 and see what the Lord said about the word hope. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41:10 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." That means if you wait on the Lord, if you put your trust in the Lord, during the storms of life, if you just keep hoping in Him, knowing that there's nothing He cannot do. He said what? He said He will renew your strength. He said you will mount up on wings like eagles. You will run and not be weary. So what this tells us is, during the storms of life, we have to always anchor to this hope. We have to anchor to this hope. We cannot be weary. We cannot give up. We cannot just stop fighting. There's no other option. You just have to keep fighting. You have to keep hoping. You have to keep believing with that confidence. It's not just you feeling or saying, oh, I feel, you know, I know. Then at the back of your mind, you're like, okay, maybe if it works, if it doesn't work out, you know. You have to just be sure. You have to be sure in the God that you serve. You have to know that there is nothing He cannot do. It says the heaven and the earth. He created everything. He created both the heavens and the earth and the seas and everything that dwells in it. So what is that thing that you're hoping for that you think is the one that owns it? He has everything in His hands. Instead of hoping in that thing or trusting in that thing or looking up to that thing, why don't you just hope in the one who has created that thing or who has provided that thing or who is the source of whatever it is you're looking up to Him for or you're believing for? So brethren, I want to encourage us this morning that the storms of life will surely come. That's inevitable. To some people, maybe what might be the storm in your life might be nothing to some people, but however, to you, it's a storm. But one thing you have to know for sure is, even in the storms of life, God is present. He's everly present. He said, I will never leave you nor abandon you. I will never forsake you. So He's everly present even in the storm. All you just have to do is just continue to open Him. Continue to look up to Him. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. And even while we go through all these things, there's certain things we can do. You won't just sit down there and just keep saying, oh, I just hope, you know, I hope. And you have to also do something every day. Because this body is a flesh. And, you know, there are times whereby your human nature might just come in. You might have been fighting to hold on to that hope. But something just happens and you're almost like, okay, I don't think I can do this anymore. Everything is not just working out the way you want it to be. Everything is not going the way you're looking out for it to go. Then you're at that point whereby you're like, okay, I think this is never going to work, so I'm just going to, you know, close the page on that. Certain things we can do every day to make sure we build a sure foundation of hope that will carry us through the storms of life. The first thing we have to do is to submit ourselves to God. We have to submit. We have to learn to be submissive. It's hard to submit. Most of the time, we always want to be in control. We always want to take charge. We always want to, you know, do everything. You know I got this. I can handle this. I can deal with this. I can do this. But something we have to learn to do is to submit ourselves to God. The book of 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, submit yourself to God. He said, cast all your cares upon him. And he will do what? He will take care of you. So when we're going through these storms of life, we can never leave God out of whatever. We can never leave God out of the storms because he's even there. So we have to learn to be submissive and just tell him, God, I know I can't do this in my own self. I know I can't do this in my own power because I have none of my own. But I know with you and in you, I can do all things. I know you are in control of it all. I know you are in charge, so I'm just going to leave it into your hands. Just give me that strength not to give up. That strength to just keep fighting. That strength to never lose hope. Another thing we can do is to strengthen our faith. Like I said, faith and hope, they work hand in hand. Without hope, there's no faith. Without faith, there's no hope. So we have to learn to strengthen our hope in God. Our faith, I mean to say. We have to learn to strengthen our faith. We have to allow, you know, God's previously fulfilled promises to renew our hope. The Bible is filled with so many examples we can look into and just, you know, we can see how those people, how they overcame the things that they went through. And we can apply this, you know, we can read this various examples and just anchor to that and find hope in what happened in those people's life and how God came through for them. How God promised and if it showed up. It might take, you know, at times, there's this saying of, you know, one person's, you can't use another person's yardstick to measure yours. Because what happens in somebody's life at age one, it might take 10 years for that age one to occur in your own life. That's because you're two different people. You're unique in your own way. So if you're looking up to somebody to get that fulfillment of hope that you're expecting, you might be disappointed. So the only person you have to look up to is God. If we take Abraham, for example, he's a man that his story is like everywhere, you know. It's like a common story. God told him, you're going to have a child. I'm going to bless you and make you the father of all nations, descendants, all that. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years came. Nothing happened. For 25 years before this promise was fulfilled in his life. For some people, maybe the very first year, they got that blessing or miracle. He could have lost hope. But what did he do? He was still looking up to God. He still trusted God. He knew that the God who has said it is not a God that lies, because he doesn't lie. That's the last thing he would ever do. He said his word will never return to him void until it achieves that which it has been sent out to do. So when God speaks, when he says something or when he does something, when he says something, it would surely come to pass. All you just have to do is just hold on to that word. Hold on to that word. Believe in it. Hold on to that word and just keep speaking that word. Just keep reminding God of that word. God, you've said this, and I know you can lie. I know you can lie. Just help me to be patient. Help me to just trust you. Help me to know your timing is not my timing. He said, you will make all things beautiful in his own time. Now, the question might be, when is his time? Nobody knows God's time. God does things when he wants to do it. But we just have to trust that whatever time he has said he will do it, we have to trust that time. And that takes us to the third thing we have to do while we're waiting, while we're trying to build this up during the storms of life. We have to trust God's timing. We have to trust God's timing. Let's open to the book of Isaiah 55, 8 to 10. Isaiah 55, 8 to 10 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So that means if you're thinking of something or you're waiting on God for something, God will do it at his own time, not at your own time. So the only thing we have to do is to learn to trust God and just know that in his time, he will do whatever he has said he will do. And just hold on to that opening and not give up. And the last thing we have to make sure we do while we're trying to build our foundation of hope that will carry us through the storms of life is to be thankful always. To be thankful even during this storm of life. It might be hard. It might be hard to, you know, you're hoping for something, you know, you've been waiting for 5 years or 2 years, or what, you know, whatever number of years, and somebody comes to tell you, all you have to do is just say, oh, thank you, God. For what? It's almost like, what am I thanking God for? But then you have to remind yourself that he's in thanking him. You're thanking him. You're reminding him. You're letting him know that you know he can do it or he has done it. You're just waiting for the manifestation of what that thing is. So you have to always be thankful to God. You have to always let him know that, God, I thank you. I know you can do this. I know you have done it. And I'm thankful for the manifestation of this thing for which you have done in my life. Even while I'm going through these storms of life, even while I'm going through this situation, even while I'm going through this problem, I know you are in charge. I know you're in control. So while we go through storms, these storms of life, I want us to stay anchored to this hope. The hope that we have in Christ, the one for which we are all followers of, the one for which were the reasons why we're here today. We cannot give up. Brethren, we cannot give up. No matter what, we cannot just lose hope. We have to hold on. Because he will perfect that which he has said he will do in our lives. So we have to just hold on to him. And today being Palm Sunday as well, which was a time when Jesus rode on the horse into Jerusalem. And when he rode into Jerusalem, he gave the people hope. So now we have to look up to him and just know that he is still present and he's still there. He's still available to us. He's still there to meet all of our needs, to see us through the storms of life, to help us through the storms of life. So I want us this day to just, whatever it is you're going through, whatever it is that it's that trouble of your heart this morning, I want you to talk to Jesus. He's on that horse this morning and he's just looking at you. And he's calling you by your name. He's like, daughter, talk to me. Speak to me. I still got you. He said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I am there with you. All I need you to just do is just trust me. All I need you to do is just submit everything into my hands. All I need you to do is just let me carry that burden for you. Let me carry that burden for you. Let me be the one who is having the sleepless nights for you. Let me be the one who is going out there to fight your battles for you. He said the battles are not yours. They are mine to fight. Let me be the one to worry. Let me be the one. Let me be the one. Just leave it all to me. Just leave it all to me. All I need you to do this day is just keep opening me, because I will surely come through. I will surely pull through for you. I created you for a purpose. And nothing will stop that purpose from being accomplished. Nothing will stop it from coming to fulfillment in your life. Is it about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear? Or is it about that job you've applied for? Is it about the better half you're looking up to him for? He said, do not worry about all of these things.
He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things will be added unto you. He said, cast your cares and your worries upon me, and I will take care of it. So this morning, I just want you to just surrender everything to God. Just tell him this morning, God, just help me. Help me to learn to surrender. And stop trying to fight so hard. Stop trying to be in control. Stop trying to be in charge. Just teach me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Give me that strength to not be weary. Help me, Lord, not to lose hope. Help me, Lord, not to give up. Help me to be patient, because I know in your time you make all things beautiful, and I know you will make all things beautiful for me. Everlasting Father, we just thank you this morning. Lord, we just praise you. We just exalt your name this morning. The Father of hope, the one who has everything on the palm of his hands. Daddy, we know you are in charge of it all. We know you are in control. And we just ask this morning that you just help us, Lord, to just let go of our control and just let you take charge. Because whatever you start, Daddy, you are a God who brings it to completion. You never do something, you never start something, and you never complete it. Whatever you start, Daddy, you always complete it. And that which you have started in each and every of our individual lives, Daddy, help us, Lord, to just be patient. To be patient and let you complete that which you have started in our lives. And even as we go through these storms of life, Daddy, help us, Lord, to just stay calm and know that you are in the midst of it all and you're taking control. You're working for us. You're fighting our battles for us, Lord. Help us to just trust you. Help us to just be submissive to you, Lord. Everlasting Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the manifestations of that which you have started in each and every one of our lives. Thank you, everlasting King of glory. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being what you are. Thank you for being the creator of the heavens and of the earth and the seas and everything that dwelleth in it. Thank you for loving us even more than we love ourselves. Thank you for making a way for us where there seems to be no way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Daddy, we just give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration this day. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Amen.